Hello, everyone. This is Paul Nolan, head of municipal research here at Asset Preservation Advisors, or APA, in Atlanta, Georgia. It's June 17th, 2013, and I'm sitting here with Kevin Woods, principal and portfolio manager for APA. Kevin, could you provide a little color on the treasury markets and just generally the markets as of late?
Yeah, so we've had a big run-up in rates, both on treasuries and municipals, over the past month and a half. We've gone from basically a 166 on the 10-year treasury to today we're about a 212. And munis over that time period have gone from 166, we were at 100% of treasuries on May 1st, to a 223, which about an increase on 50 basis points on treasuries and an increase of about 60 basis points on tax-free municipals. And this is all accounted to basically one comment from the Fed. And the comment that the Fed said was the Fed was going to taper its asset purchase program. This sent the market into a pretty big uproar, and higher rates have definitely happened.
And Kevin, given rates, the increasing rates as of late, where do you see them going in, let's say, the next 12 to 18 months?
Well, we definitely see a kind of a plateau here. You know, the economic data does not merit a big increase here in rates. You know, GDP, you know, we're seeing in first quarter about 2.4%. You know, unemployment rate's still about 7.6% in June. And you know, we're looking at inflation, CPI. You know, there's a survey that comes out this week, and they're talking the survey is going to be, you know, right around 1.4%, and it was prior was 1.1%. So we're talking 1.4% inflation rate year over year. We're not talking about off to the races and inflation fears. So we do believe that this has been a major upward move, and at this point in time, we do feel that we could see rates go down from here. Not back to what they normally were, but maybe down another 20 or 30 basis points from here. Stocks have definitely helped rates go higher with the stock market performing well. Recently, we've seen some pullback in stocks, so maybe we'll see some more people come into the municipal market and add some demand.
Now we've talked a little bit about the treasuries. Why don't you provide some color to us on what's going on in the municipal market, a key asset sector?
Well, we kind of saw kind of a freeze on the bid side in municipals. We did not see a lot of liquidity being provided. We saw a lot of mutual funds selling, a lot of money coming out of mutual funds. We don't see the retail side coming in here at this point in time. We do feel like that's going to change. So the muni market's been kind of on a stall here. It's been kind of scary in the sense that liquidity has really gotten weak. Spreads have widened out even on AAA type bonds. But we see it as a buying opportunity right now. Some of the spreads we're able to pick up on very high quality paper is quite considerable, and I do feel like that retail, when you can pick up, you know, anywhere from 3 to 4% in that 15-year range, I do feel that retail will come in and look at that, the income producing, tax free income producing part of that, especially with inflation only at 1.4%.
Kevin, what is APA's strategy?
Well, our strategy has not changed. We're still in the barbell strategy, and sadly, the barbell definitely underperformed over the past month and a half. And the biggest reason why the barbell underperformed is that in the barbell, you have 50% 1 to 3, and you have 50% 10 to 15. That's our modified barbell strategy here. And spreads have twos to 10 spreads, so the steepness of the curve has gotten very steep. Even steeper than it was. So we went from 130 basis points between 2s to 10s to 200 basis points between 2s to 10s, and that's from May 1st till today. So we've had a 70 basis point increase in yield curve spread from 2s to 10s in about a month and a half, and that's an extreme shift in steepness. So we believe at this point in time the barbell is even more attractive than it was a month and a half ago. And so with rates staying the same, the barbell strategy adds more yield and will outperform in a very flat interest rate environment. What we've seen is a big spike in the yield curve, which has allowed us to underperform temporarily, but we do believe over a time period with higher yield and the steepness going back to more of a normal steepness, we do believe the barbell strategy will outperform over the next part of the year, the rest of the year.
And in addition to that, are you changing your rating in terms of what you're looking at and your percentages of your portfolios at all?
We do believe that with the new economic data in the states and the counties doing a lot better than they were. You know, good news we just heard about was California passing another budget very quickly. And it looks like a lot of these states we were worried about, California being one of the biggest we were worried about, are starting to see really good tax revenue come in. And we feel more comfortable owning type credit. So the muni market on the whole is doing a lot better. The federal government is doing a lot better. We had got some news from S&P that they're going from negative outlook on the U.S. government to stable outlook. So obviously, credit is improving. The credit fundamentals are improving. So we are becoming more and more comfortable adding more A-rated to portfolios. So we have. We're adding more rated. We're trying to get to anywhere from 20 to 30% A-rated holdings in our high-quality portfolios. This adds additional yield, and it also, in a rising interest rate environment, if we have credit is not the issue. If the Fed is the issue of raising rates and credit is not the issue, we don't have a credit spread widening, an A-rated bond will outperform a AAA-rated bond on the same maturity just because it has more yield. So if you can pick up a 2% on an A-rated bond and you can pick up a 150 on a AAA-rated bond, and they move up the same and interest rates, if let's say it's 100 basis points, you're going to outperform on the 2% yielding bond. It's pretty obvious. So adding more A-rated, we feel, is a little bit more of a protection, too, if we do have a rise in interest rate, because you're adding additional yield over a year period.
We've had some investors, as you know, Kevin, concerned about headline risk. And I just want to add that with these recent headline risks with Detroit and the Philadelphia schools and Puerto Rico, quite frankly, these are three issuers that we've been very much aware of and have, for the most part, stayed away from.
Yes, and we're seeing some guys come in now and buy Detroit and Philadelphia because they do feel that they're going to get in a bond at 50. Detroit's trading at 50, 60 cents on the dollar, and they do believe they're going to get 80 cents to maybe even par back for the bonds they're buying. So a lot of high-income funds are coming in and buying Detroit. So overall, we feel from a credit standpoint, from the portfolio manager standpoint, credit is not the issue at this time. What's the issue is people are concerned that rates are going to rise because the economy is doing better. The numbers we're seeing is saying it's doing better, but it's not doing extremely better. So APA's feeling is that we probably will stay in this range of rates between a 180 to, you know, a 240. We don't feel like we're going to get to a 250. That type rates on the 10-year treasury, we feel like we can be in this rate range for at least another 12 months, maybe even another 18 months. So we feel that the barbell strategy, while it's yielding more and adding more A-rated paper to portfolios, will outperform over the next 12 to 18 months.
And we've talked about barbell strategy. We've talked about rating categories. And what sectors are we recommending investors take a look at for purchase?
Well, I know we've been very high on high quality, big hospitals, and you know, high quality hospitals or hospitals that are not small regional hospitals. A lot of them are double A, single A type hospitals. We feel that since Obamacare has come down, that a lot of these spreads have gapped out a little bit on these hospitals. People are very worried about the changes coming down, so you're able to pick up some yield on very high performing hospitals. You know, one that we recently purchased is the Charlotte Mecklenburg Hospital, and it's a very high quality AA hospital. We feel that will perform well over the maturity of the bond. Some other sectors that we're still very high on: water and sewer revenue, always been. You know, that's a sector that we find very attractive for high quality. You know, utilities are still very attractive. People are they'll pay their electric bill. They're going to pay their electric bill. So we find that, you know, there's still value out there in high quality sectors too. If you can pick up a AA water and sewer, AA utility, you're still getting a pretty good spread and pretty good yield.
Well, I think, Kevin, that answers all the questions. Feel free to email us if you have any additional questions to contact us at assetpreservationadvisors.com. The material presented in this podcast is not financial advice or any offer to sell any product. Asset Preservation Advisors, Inc. reserves the right to modify its current investment strategies and techniques based on changing market dynamics or client needs. It should not be assumed that any of the securities, transactions, holdings, or sectors discussed were or will prove to be profitable, or that any investment recommendations or decisions we make in the future will be profitable or will be equal the investment performance of the securities discussed herein. APA is a registered investment advisor. More information about the advisor, including its investment strategies and objectives, can be obtained by visiting www.assetpreservationadvisors.com.